Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Brachot, Perek Bet. After the general rules about Brachot presented in the last perek, the Rambam continues in this perek with the details of Birkat HaMazon, the one bracha which has a source in the Torah. That source is the pasuk of Ve'achalta v'savata uvirachta et Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz hatova asher natan lach, which mentions both food and Eretz Yisrael. The core brachot of Birkat HaMazon address both of these, as we'll see now. Halacha Aleph. Seder Birkat HaMazon kachu. Rishona Birkat HaZan. Shnia Birkat HaAretz. Shlishit Bonei Yerushalayim. Revi'it Hatov HaMeitiv. Bracha Rishona Moshe Rabbeinu Tikna. Ushnia Tiken Yehoshua. Ushlishit Tiken David Ushlomo Beno. Uvracha Revi'it Chachmei Mishna Tiknuha. Birkat HaMazon consists of four brachot. The first is Birkat HaZan, thanking Hashem for our food. This was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu when the man came down in the Midbar. The second is Birkat HaAretz, composed by Yehoshua after Bnei Israel entered Eretz Israel. The third bracha is about Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash. The requirement to have a bracha on these topics was enacted by David, who established Yerushalayim as a capital city, and by Shlomo, who built the Beit HaMikdash. As the Kesef Mishnah points out, the text of the bracha which we say now in the post-Churban era is different from the text that David and Shlomo wrote, as ours is a request for Hashem to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash and restore Yerushalayim to its former glory. The fourth bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv was established much later, at the time of the Mishnah. The Gemara explains that this was at the end of the bloody Bar Kokhba rebellion against Rome in the 2nd century, when thousands of Jews were slaughtered as the Romans put down the revolt by attacking the fortified city of Beitar. The bodies of the Jewish martyrs were left out for a long time without burial, but miraculously did not decompose before the Romans finally allowed the Jews to bury them. The fourth bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv was added to Birkat HaMazon to commemorate this great miracle. In Halacha Bet, the Rambam describes the Birkat HaMazon of laborers who work by the hour. To avoid financial loss to the Baal HaBayit, they are exempt from Bracha Rishona altogether and recite a shortened version of Birkat HaMazon, the usual first Bracha of Birkat HaZan, and then a second Bracha which combines Birkat HaAretz and the third Bracha about Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. The Shulchan Aruch rules that this halacha does not apply anymore, as the assumption now, whenever workers are hired, is that the Baal HaBayit has no problem with letting them take time out of their work to say both Bracha Rishona before eating and the full Birkat HaMazon afterwards. Halacha Gimel. Birkat HaAretz tzarich lomar hodaya bitchilata uvesofa, v'chotem ba al haaretz v'al hamazon, v'chol shelo amar eretz chemda tova ruchava birkat haaretz lo yatza yidei chovato, v'tzarich lazkir ba brit v'torah, ulagdim brit l'torah, shehabrit hazot shomrin bibirkat haaretz hi brit mila, shenichretu aleha shlosh esrei britot, v'atorah kula nichretu aleha shalosh britot. In the second bracha, Birkat HaAretz, we must thank Hashem both for the land of Israel and for the food which grows in it. The text must refer to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava, as these are descriptions of Eretz Yisrael which appear in Tanakh. The term Eretz Chemda is used by Yirmiyahu, and when Hashem meets Moshe at the Sne in the beginning of Shmot, he refers to the land as Eretz Tova Urchava. The bracha must also mention the concepts of Brit Milah and Torah, as our right to inherit the land of Israel stems both from our observance of the mitzvot and from Brit Milah. When Avram Avinu was commanded in the mitzvah Brit Milah, he was promised as part of that covenant that his descendants would inherit Eretz Israel. The mention of Brit Milah must precede the mention of Torah, as the first is considered a stronger covenant because the term Brit appears 13 times in the parsha in which Hashem commands Avram Avinu in this mitzvah. The Rambam lists these at the end of Hilchot Milah. In contrast, the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people was endowed with the stature of a Brit only three times, at Har Sinai, at Arvot Moav in Sefer Devarim, and a third time in Parshat Nitzavim just before the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. At the end of the Salacha, the Rambam lists the psukim which refer to these three Britot. In Halacha Dalid, the Rambam addresses the content of the third bracha about Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash. This bracha must mention Malchut Beit David as well, because the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash is part of the historical process of Yemot HaMashiach, which includes the restoration of Malchut Beit David. In Halachot Hey and Vav, the Rambam discusses additions made in Birkat HaMazon to the second and third brachot on special occasions. On Shabbat, we add Ritzei in the middle of the third bracha. And on Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, and Rosh Chodesh, we add Yalev Yavo in the same place. On Chanukah and Purim, we add Al HaNisim in the second bracha. Why the placement in different brachot? On Shabbat, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, part of the commemoration is supposed to be the Korban Musaf offered in the Beit HaMikdash. As we now lack that aspect of these celebratory days, we mention them in the bracha which longs for the rebuilding of the Mikdash. Chanukah and Purim, on the other hand, do not have a Korban Musaf associated with them, but they are days of thanksgiving for a miracle of national salvation. As such, we commemorate them in the second bracha, which begins with Nodelecha, we thank you, and whose theme is one of gratitude for Eretz Yisrael and for the bounty it provides. These additions to Birkat Mazon can be said in combination, for instance on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, or on Rosh Chodesh Tevet, which comes out during Chanukah. And if Rosh Chodesh Tevet comes out on Shabbat, then we say all three together. Halacha Zayin. Bracha Revi'it, Tzarich Lazkir Ba Shalosh Malchuyot. Uchishem mevarecha oreach etzel bal habayit mosif ba bracha leval habayit. Ketzad mevarcho, omer yihi ratzon shelo tevosh bal habayit b'olam hazeh, v'lo tikalem l'olam haba. V'yesh lo reshut losif bivirkat bal habayit ulaarich ba. The fourth bracha of Atov Amitiv must have three mentions of Hashem as Melech. In our text, these are the initial phrases of Melech Haolam, followed by Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu Boreinu, and HaMelech HaTov HaMitiv LaKol. The reason for this, according to the Gemara in Brachot, is that after speaking about Malchut Beit David in the previous bracha, it would be inappropriate to skip mention of Malchut Shamayim, which has not been mentioned in Birkat HaMazon since the beginning of the first bracha, Birkat HaZan, because each of the two brachot after that one is a bracha smucha l'chaverta and doesn't begin with Shemu Malchut. And once we are mentioning Malchut Shamayim in this fourth bracha, we compensate for the lack of Malchut Shamayim in the previous two brachot by adding two more mentions of this concept. In Halacha Chet, the Rambam brings a different version of the fourth bracha of Birkat HaMazon, which is said in a Beit Avel. The Rama extends this text into a longer version said by Ashkenazim. After these four brachot, a guest eating at someone else's home must add a special bracha for the Baal HaBayit, with a text the Rambam quotes from the Gemara. It's ironic that many modern-day birkonim, which include many harachamans and other later additions recited after the four brachot of Birkat HaMazon that we are accustomed to say, do not include this bracha for the Baal HaBayit. Many birkonim printed in recent years do have it, and it should be said out loud so that the Baal HaBayit himself and other guests can answer Amen. Halachot Tet and Yud discuss the brachot added to Birkat HaMazon at a meal celebrating the marriage of a couple in the 7 days immediately following their wedding, though this is limited to one day if both bride and groom had been married previously. We typically call these Sheva Brachot, but the Rambam begins in Halacha Tet by saying that in general only one bracha is added in the situation. In Halacha Yud, he explains what bracha this is, and under what special circumstances we say all seven brachot rather than just one. Halacha Yud, bracha zo shemosifin beveit chatanim, hi bracha achrona misheva brachot shel nisuin. The bracha which is always said is the bracha of Asher Bara, the last and longest of the brachot recited under the chuppah. The Rambam implies that this is recited even when Birkat HaMazon is said individually, but the Rama limits it to where there is at least a zimun of three. We'll learn about zimun in Perek He. The full Sheva Brachot, all seven brachot recited under the chuppah and then again with Birkat HaMazon of the wedding meal, are said also at a meal in the day or days following the wedding if two conditions are met. There must be a minyan of men, including the chatan, and there must be panim chadashot, someone new in attendance. Who qualifies as new? The Rambam says it must be someone who has not heard these brachot yet for this couple, meaning they were not at a prior meal and also not at the chuppah. The Shulchan Aruch, however, rules that even someone who was at the chuppah counts as panim chadashot if he was not at the wedding meal or at any meal since then. Note an important and often neglected point regarding Sheva Brachot, and the one bracha of Asher Bara recited in the absence of panim chadashot. These brachot are only recited in a meal in the Beit Chatanim, which at the time of the Gemara was a small house where the couple lived for a short time after the wedding, and which translates nowadays to any meal which was made specially to honor the couple. There are no sheva brachot at a meal where a newlywed couple happens to be in attendance, if the meal is not being held in celebration of their marriage. Halacha Yud Aleph appears in some printings of the Rambam and not in others. It is a listing of the sheva brachot and was not written here by the Rambam himself. It was inserted later by printers who copied it from where it originally appears in Hilchot Ishut Perek Yud. We'll get to it when we get to Hilchot Ishut. For now, we continue with Halacha Yud Bet. Shachach v'lo hizkir b'shabbat o b'yom tov k'dushat hayom, im nizkar kodem shiyatchil b'vracha rivit, b'shabbat omer baruch asher natan shabbat menucha l'mo Yisrael l'ot v'livrit kodesh, baruch at Hashem mekadesh ha-shabbat, u'v'yom tov omer baruch asher natan yamim tovim l'mo Yisrael l'sason u'l'simcha, baruch at Hashem mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, u'matchil b'vracha rivit v'gomer. V'im nizkar achar shidchil b'vracha rivit, posek v'chozer l'arosh, shehu birkat hazan. If someone forgets to say Ritzeh on Shabbat, or Yalev Yavo on Yom Tov, and remembers before beginning the fourth bracha, he may make it up in the form of a separate bracha, inserted between the third and fourth brachot, ending either Mekadesh HaShabbat or Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Because part of the mitzvah of Shabbat and Yom Tov is to eat meals with bread, it is critical that the day be mentioned in Birkat HaMazon at the end of these meals. And so, this mention can even merit its own bracha when necessary. If the person only realizes that he missed Ritzeh or Yalev Yavo later, after starting the fourth bracha, then he must repeat Birkat HaMazon from the beginning. The Ravid has a difficulty with the last halacha. We learned in Hilchot Tefillah that if someone forgets Yalev Yavo in his Amidah, and remembers even after the last bracha of Sim Shalom, but while saying the paragraph of Elokai Nitzor before taking three steps back, then he does not repeat the entire Amidah, but rather returns to the bracha of Ritzeh. So in Birkat HaMazon too, even if he remembers during the fourth bracha, this should be no worse than remembering during Elokai Nitzor at the end of the Amidah, and it should be enough to go back to the bracha of Rachem. Why does he need to start Birkat HaMazon from the beginning? The Emek Bracha answers based on an idea of his Rebbe, Rav Chaim Salvechik, which we discussed in Hilchot Tefillah. As long as someone saying the Amidah hasn't taken three steps back, even if he has finished the Brachot and is saying Elokai Nitzor, he is still considered to be Omeid Lifnei Hashem, standing before God in prayer, and therefore, in case of a mistake, can go back to where he made the mistake. Only once he takes three steps back is he considered no longer Omeid Lifnei Hashem, and so he must start from the beginning if he realizes that he left something out. But in Birkat HaMazon, there is no concept of Omeid Lifnei Hashem. This isn't tefillah, it's just brachot. The moment he finishes the fourth bracha, he has completed Birkat HaMazon, and must go back to the beginning if he left anything out. So once he begins the fourth bracha, before remembering his error, he has no choice but to complete it and then start Birkat HaMazon again. In Halacha Yod Gimel, the Rambam distinguishes between the cases of Shabbat and Yom Tov from the last halacha, and the cases of Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. On these days, there is no obligation to eat a meal with bread, and so it is not critical, only desirable, to mention the day in Birkat HaMazon. Hence, one does not repeat Birkat HaMazon if he forgets Yalev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. If he remembers his error before starting the fourth bracha, then here too there's a paragraph he should say before starting the fourth bracha. But this involves only mentioning the day without an independent bracha, like in the case of Shabbat and Yom Tov. So it doesn't end Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, or anything like that. The Shulchan Aruch rules that Suda Shlishit on Shabbat has the same status as a meal on Rosh Chodesh, and one does not repeat Birkat HaMazon if he forgets Ritzeh. The reason is that even though one must eat three meals on Shabbat, there are opinions that the third meal does not require bread. And therefore, like on Rosh Chodesh, when a bread meal isn't required, one need not repeat Birkat HaMazon if he forgets to mention the day. On Chanukah and Purim, one similarly does not repeat Birkat HaMazon if he forgets Al HaNisim, but for a different reason. Not because there is no obligation to eat, on Purim there is an obligation to eat, but rather because these days have no Kedusha, and the purpose of Al HaNisim is only to express thanks for the miracle that happened on that day. This too is desirable to add in Birkat HaMazon, but it is not necessary for the Birkat HaMazon to be valid, and therefore one who forgets Al HaNisim does not repeat Birkat HaMazon. Halacha Yud Aleph. Mi sha'achal v'shachach v'lo beirech, im yizkar kodem shi'itakel hamazon b'meyav, chozer m'loreich.
וכן אם נעלה ממנו ולא ידע אם ברך אם לא ברך, חוזר ומברך, והוא שלא נתעכל המזון במאיו.
One who forgets to say ברכת המזון immediately after his meal may do so as long as the food has not been digested. Posts can consider this to be at least 72 minutes from the end of the meal, though it can be longer if he ate a large meal and isn't hungry even after 72 minutes have passed. Even if one is in doubt whether or not he said Birkat Mazon, we apply the rule of Safek Doraita Lechumra, and he must say Birkat Mazon if he is still within this time period after the meal. Because this din assumes that the obligation to say Birkat Mazon is Midoraita, it holds only if he ate Kidei Svi'ah, the amount which satisfies him, and not merely a Kazayit, which we saw in Perek Aleph only requires Birkat Mazon on the rabbinic level. It also doesn't apply to all rabbinic brachot, like Birkot HaNe'anin, none of which are repeated in a case of safek. We'll learn in the next perek about the bracha achrona of Me'ein Shalosh, recited after eating foods made of grain, as well as after wine and certain types of fruit. There are different opinions as to whether that bracha is midoraita, with the nafkamina being this question of whether someone must say it if he is in doubt whether or not he said it already. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.